the situation? I got here quickly as I could. Is there an attack? Come on. Stop mumbling. Tell me what's going on. There's... what? There's no emergency. Well, why did you press the emergency button, you idiot? Didn't I tell you it's for urgent situations only? Don't waste my time like that, or scare me like that. What the hell is wrong with you? If you do that again, I swear. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say all that. I am still mad, but I didn't mean to. Just, you know, tensions are high. We're all on edge. I thought your life might be in danger. If it's not, though, then why did you call me here? You needed to talk to me. Okay. Come on. That's just ridiculous. Don't you have friends from school or something that can talk to you instead? What about your family members? What do you mean you don't have friends? Of course you do. You have. Well, I can't think of anyone I've seen personally, but I don't know. I always just assume that there'd be some people you talk or hang with. Your family, though, I guess none of them seem super close. Now that I think about it. But why me? I'm just your bodyguard. What do you expect me to do? I'm supposed to protect you, not be your emotional support. Well, if I seem like a person you can talk to easily, then you must not know me very well. I'm the last person you should come to for advice, or anything like that. Spent all my time working out and practicing different weapons. Do you think that I have anything valuable to contribute with my words? I make you feel safe? Well, I would certainly hope so. That's my job, after all. Look, I would love to help you if I thought that I could. But I just can't. Seriously, you called the wrong person. If anything, I would just make whatever your situation is worse. Trust me, I'm the last person you want at a time like this. Just, please, reach out to someone else. I don't like seeing you all bent out of shape like this. But, I'm sorry. I just can't help you. I wouldn't even know how to start. Do you want me to ask one of your chefs to make you something to eat? Would that make you feel better? I always eat when I feel sad or stressed out. I mean, maybe it's not the best habit to have, now that I think about it. But it really does help. You know, it's just a one-time thing for you. You'd like that. Alright. Just stay here. I'll go order something for you and bring it back. What do you want? A dessert. I guess I know you well enough to at least know your food tastes. All right, I'll be back in a bit. How are those cookies? Good. Yeah, they smell really good. Yeah, I brought you a glass of milk for you too. Do I want one? No. I brought them for you. I'll have one. Yeah. Those are pretty good. It's nice having something warm on a cold. What do you mean it's not cold? It's... It's sunny out. God, things have been so bad lately. Feels like every day has just been cold and rainy. Even when it's not. I guess all this rivalry stuff is starting to take its toll on us. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It just came out. Well, I should be going now anyway. Now that you're feeling better, I have, weights to lift and stuff, you know. Oh, come on. You know I can't stay with you. That's not my job. My job is to protect you when you're in danger. Not be a therapist. I already told you that. Yeah. I'm not happy right now either. I'm really not. But that doesn't mean I can just stop being a professional. I have a duty to you in this house. And this family. I can't just be vulnerable because I am never vulnerable. That's who I am. And that's who I've always been. I can't just let that all go because you want me to. Oh, what the hell am I saying? I can't be vulnerable. But here I am. Like an idiot. Oh, saying all this stuff. Alright, fine. I'll stay with you. Just for a little bit, though. I just need to clear my head. Give me another cookie. What the hell was that? I don't know. It sounded like a car skidding to stop. Get under the bed right now. Right now. There might be danger out there. I have to leave for a bit to check out what that was. Whatever you do, don't get out from under there. Unless I tell you to. I promise. I'll be back soon. Hey, look at me. I promise. I promise I'll be back. Don't be scared. I'll protect you no matter what. You got that? Okay. Stay put. Hey, sorry for scaring you like that. It was a false alarm. Come on, you can get out from under the bed now. I know you're scared and exhausted, but it's okay, it was nothing. I'm back, everything is fine. Come on. Are you just gonna live in constant fear of an attack? Get out from under there already. Alright, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm just concerned. That's all. You don't need to be concerned about me. That's not your job. It's not your job, I said. So leave it. Stop. I only talked to you that once because I felt like it. It was a one-time thing. So just... Why are you hugging me? Get off. Get. Fine. Okay. I'll hold you for a little. You're asking why I'm cold all the time. It's just in my personality. That's all there is to it. I've always been that way. That's why I make such a good bodyguard. And not such a good friend. Come on. You know I can't tell you my whole backstory right now. Well, it is pretty simple, actually, I guess. If you're really that curious, I guess I. All right, I'll tell you. I used to live in the city with my parents. We were really poor, to say the least. I barely had enough to eat every day. One day, though, a miracle happened. My dad, he was a trash collector, and he found this painting in the trash. I don't know how I got there, but I remember it clearly. It was a portrait of a man. Really beautiful and well done. He took it to get inspected and found out that it was worth more money than he'd made in his entire life. We were thrilled. We thought we might have finally found a way out of poverty. Then, one night, because word got around about the painting, we had a home invasion. My mom and dad defended that painting with their lives because it was their lives at that point. In the end, they came out on top, but I knew that was the way they could survive in court. No. Until your family stepped in. As it turned out, the painting was of your great-great-grandfather. Not only did your family offer to buy the painting from my parents, but they offered to pay all of their court fees too. The trial was pretty much a done deal after that. They had the best lawyers money could buy. Your family wasn't interested in that, though. They were impressed by the way my parents defended themselves. Both my mom and dad were well-trained fighters. They were the ones who taught me. Out there in this city, you have to be able to fight for yourself. So, they were both hired as bodyguards. But their acceptance was reluctant. My parents always hated taking handouts from other people. Always so prideful. I guess they really rubbed off on me. That's why I hate feeling like I need help from you. Emotionally. Even though I do. So kind to me. I just feel like your family has done so much for mine. I should be the one helping you, not the other way around. But I don't know. Maybe it's time I changed my ways. Drastic time. Go for drastic measures, as they say. I just want you to know that I appreciate you so much. Every day, you make everything better for me. Even though I never would have told you about it. I like your smiles, your greetings, your laugh, your jokes. So, just know that I'll protect you, no matter what. Not just because I have an obligation to you, But because you're the most precious thing I need to protect, even if